Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
So we lift you high, to Yahweh. So we lift you high, Yahweh, and we lift you high, Yahweh, and we lift you high, Yahweh.
In this conference, your
heart
is joined.
And we lift you. You alone deserve my worship. You alone deserve my
with a cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh.
Thank you. God in my
Emmanuel.
no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Almighty God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We adore you, Almighty God. We worship you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your provision, O God. Thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours, O God. And so, Father, we bless you and we thank you. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our grandchildren. We thank you for our spouses. We thank you, Lord, for family members, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We thank you, Lord, for opportunities, divine opportunities. We thank you, Lord, for open doors in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name. We thank you. You are Jehovah Jireh. You always provide for us. For that, we say thank you. You never let us down. You are faithful, oh, God. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, you are our protector. You watch over us as we slept through the night, O God. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for watching over our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, family members that are dear to us. O God, thank you, Lord, you watch over us. Thank you for making a way where there seemed to be no way. Thank you, Lord, for leading us and guiding us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you for salvation. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who is teaching, who is leading, who is guiding us into all truth. We say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We honor you, praise you. We worship you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We bless you. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you, oh God, for mercy this morning. Your mercies are new every morning. Father, forgive us of all that we've done that's not pleasing to you. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God. Have mercy upon our children, our spouses, our grandchildren. O God, be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission. In the name of Jesus, we pray for mercy. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak the doorposts of our homes. We mark the doorposts of our homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews in the blood of Jesus, O God. Those that are right here this morning, we cover in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cover each and every one of us and our families in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, we cover our jobs, our transportation in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, let the blood speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus, the redeeming blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, sanctification that is in the blood. The blood of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for the blood. We thank you, oh God, for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. This morning we put on the full helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, oh God, put the armor on each and every one of us, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you, oh God, to be a wall of fire around us, and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around us, and the glory in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to walk by the Spirit and not by flesh. In the name of Jesus, to live by the Holy Spirit and not live by our flesh, not our carnal mind. Let the mind of Christ be in us, in the name of Jesus. Father, let your mind be in us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, your mind, the mind of Christ, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Move in our hearts. Move in our minds. Move in our thoughts. Move in our lives. Holy Spirit, move in every area of our lives. Let the perfect will of God be done in our lives. Oh, we surrender to you, Almighty God. And we thank you for in your presence, there is fullness of joy. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for your grace. Father, your greater grace. Your greater grace resting upon each and every one of us. Oh God, we bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Come to those of you that are here this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will open your hearts to receive what thus says the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, on us. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, have your way as I bring this word. Let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you, Lord, and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. At that time, Matthew 25, I'm starting from verse 1. And I'm reading, I like to read the King James Version. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and I were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage was shut. Afterwards came also the other person, saying, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Hallelujah. Spirit, Holy Spirit, open our minds to receive, Holy Ghost, what you are speaking this morning. In the name of Jesus. 10 virgins, everyone prepared. Every one of them have their lamps. Every one of them have their lamps to meet the bridegroom. They all had lamps. We have 5 foolish and 5 wise. Wise and foolish, no oil and oil. What does that mean, no oil and oil? We might be in church 24/7. We might be on the prayer line 24/7 or in prayer meetings and all these things. We do, a lot of times we do religious stuff. We do tradition stuff. And then we say, oh, I've been a Christian for 100 years, 50 years. I know this. I know that. And we sometimes we feel we know it all. No one can know it all about God. No one. How can you know it all? Do you know who God is to know it all? Yes, we've been in church for a long time. So many times we are not open to receive from the Lord. Our minds are all closed up because we know it all. And to know it all has to do with being prideful. Because when you know it all, that means you feel you become arrogant. And since you're a Christian, you have no oil. Because what are the fruits of the Holy Spirit to show that you have oil? To show that you have, you can't tell me that you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and you love your neighbors as you love yourself. You can't tell me you really love God. You really love your neighbor. and then you're arrogant and you're proud and you think you know it all, that's not walking by the Spirit of God. No, humility is one of the attributes. Arrogance, not proud, not boastful, not insisting on our own way, doing what the Lord has called us to do. So the all that you have when Christ comes is, it's not going to make it, because your all got to flow with the fruits of the Holy Spirit. All got to flow with the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and you got to be willing to receive more from Almighty God. The oil represents the Holy Spirit. Are you filled up with the Spirit of God? Are you filled? When you receive Christ, the Spirit of God is right there within you, because it is no more you, but Christ that lives inside of you. So you receive salvation, and the Holy Spirit is there. Hallelujah, when you receive salvation. But when the Holy Spirit comes, he's there. But he will never, ever do anything unless you allow him to move in your life. Unless you allow him, if you do not allow the Holy Spirit to move in your life, he will not do it. He will not move. He is sent to be our counselor. He is sent to be our teacher. He is sent to be our guide. But if we don't allow him, he don't force himself on no one and nobody. So therefore, you don't even have extra, because you only want the Holy Spirit to do what you want him to do. What? The Holy Spirit only do this. When I pray, do this. But I do not want you to take over my life. I do not want you. I only giving you this part to do, and do the other part. You don't want to be full of the Holy Spirit to an overflow. No. And accept the flesh die. Accept the flesh die. It's like the seed dying in the ground. There will never be enough oil. Submission, not by lip service. I come every morning, I surrender to you. No, not just me saying, I surrender to you, Almighty God. It's my heart. It's my position of my heart. Am I just saying it? Or am I serious about saying it? I surrender to you. Let your will be done in my life. Take over my life. And I will walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Not by tradition and religion. Hallelujah. Because when you walk by the Spirit, you are wise. You are wise like the five wise virgins. You have extra oil. That means anytime Christ comes, you are ready. You will not be left behind. Because you are ready 24/7. If he comes from you now, you're ready. Hallelujah. Because you're walking by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Walking by the Spirit. You're following what the Holy Spirit said. Allowing him to work and move in your life. Hallelujah. That's why. So you have the Holy Spirit when you receive Christ. Then the outpouring of the Holy Spirit went to witness, to be empowered. Hallelujah. By evidence of speaking in tongues. By evidence of speaking, to be in power. A lot of times people do not have that light in them. the light is not shining and you can see it. You can see it because you see envy, you see jealousy, you see pride, you see haughtiness, you see disrespect. We don't respect one another. We prideful, we arrogant, and we think we know it all. No, I'm not going to do it this way. I'm going to do it that way. Who do you think you are? That's what we say. What is this person telling me to do that according to the word of God? Do you really, have you really sat down to really, really study the word of God by yourself? And have you really asked the Holy Ghost to give you a divine revelation of the word of God? Have you really? Are you on the surface? Have you gone deeper? Because we're not supposed to stay at one level. We're supposed to go deeper and learn more and more. You never arrive. You continue, but you're walking by the Spirit. You're walking by the Spirit. So even in our homes, sometimes we have kids, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, spouses. How do we even expect for the children when we don't even respect our children? And our children, of course, they won't respect because respect is given. No. We talk down to our children, especially Liberian parents. They do it all the time. Thank God my mother wasn't like that. Children. And don't respect their children. Ungrateful. I don't care what the children do. They don't respect their children. And therefore, there's no respect for both ways. Their children will, oh, honor thy father and thy mother. Thy days shall be long. But the Bible says, parents, provoke not your children to anger. Provoke not your children to anger. Honoring. You honor. You respect. You get rid of pride. You get rid of haughtiness. You get rid of, I know it all. The oil, are you ready? Do you have that oil? Will you walk by the Spirit? Honor one another. To give each other respect. When you walk by the Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit is in you. When you walk by the Spirit, people see the love of Christ within you. When you walk by the Spirit, not just, okay, not only this group will see it and not that group. Or just person will see it. Everybody should see the fruits of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. That's why we, every day, we need to take inventory of our lives. Lord, am I in the right standing with you? Lord, search me, oh God. And I'm in the right standing with you. Because we don't want for Christ to come or death to come, and we're not doing the right thing. We think we're doing the right thing. We think we're living the right way. We fast that, we pray, we did this, we did that. Be surprised who you will see in the kingdom of heaven when you pass away. People who you thought were nothing. Those are the ones that will be there because they carry the love of Christ. The love, that light is shining. Their lamps, they have an overflow. They have kindness. They have compassion. They're not haughty. They're not jealous. They're not full of pride. The fruit of the Spirit is in their lives. You see kindness. You see patience. You see joy, unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. When we walk by the Spirit, it's evidence. There's an overflow. So even when we're all waiting for the bridegroom, you got your lamp, the other person got their lamp, but when the bridegroom comes, you don't have enough oil. Because you have not allowed the Holy Spirit in your life. You have not allowed him to take control of your life. So think about it. Have you allowed the Holy Spirit to really take control of every area of your life? Have you surrendered your life completely and totally to the Lord? Have you allowed him to work? Because if you allow God to work, you will not have attitude. If you allow God to work in your life, you will not be mean. You will not be haughty. You will not be full of pride. If you allow the Holy, because that's not the Spirit of God working, that's the devil working in your life. When you talk down at people, when you say things, that's not God. That's not God. That's not God. Yes, nobody's perfect, but you want to do what is right in the sight of God. And you want to grow and learn more. God is love. God is love. Jesus Christ was born to what? To who? Mary. His mother. Mary and her children were disciples of Jesus Christ. After Christ died, they were in a group in the upper room to receive the Holy Spirit. The book of James is written by Jesus' brother, the book of Jude. So Mary didn't, so you see that Jesus' aunt, his auntie, was there. I can give you all the people that was there, Moses, Aaron, and Miriam were with their brother. Moses was the younger one. He was the youngest brother. But Miriam and Aaron was there. You go in the Bible, when you study the Word of God, you begin to understand certain things what God is speaking. You begin to receive revelation. And then with not only revelation, but with understanding. We're doing this fast for 40 days. Today is the 11th day. If you don't fully surrender and give Christ everything, you're just wasting your time. If you continue in your ways, you're wasting your time. Because God sees our hearts, and he knows our hearts. We want every prayer you pray, you want God to answer those prayers. But your heart got to be right to him. My heart got to be right with him. Do not let anyone be responsible for you going to hell because you're not patient. You're not kind. Don't let no one be responsible. You are responsible for your soul. 4 years when you're fasting and you pray, you will be tempted, but you can overcome temptation. You can learn to ignore and keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't be foolish. Be wise. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Lord, we know, I personally know, that we never arrive. But Lord, we desire they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. We desire to do what you've called us to do. Help us, give us grace to walk by your Spirit. Give us grace, one another, as you love us. Give us grace to forgive one another as you forgive us. Give us grace to forgive our own selves. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we need your grace to trust, to believe, to do all that you have called us to do. We need your grace to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. We need your grace to stay planted and rooted in the kingdom of God. We need your grace. Your greater grace will give us an overflow of the oil, oh God. We need your grace. Take away every spirit of haughtiness, pride, envy, jealousy, anger, lavaciousness, everything that does not bring glory and honor to your name. Uproot it out of our lives. We want to live a life pleasing to you, oh God. Our flesh should die, and we should walk by the Spirit of God. Let our light shine, the light that you place in us, for others to see and glorify your name. Help us, oh God, and forgive us for the way we've been acting, our negative behavior. Forgive us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us for the way we talk to the people. Have mercy on us, oh God, for our arrogant ways, the way we even talk to our children, the way we talk to our grandchildren, the way we talk to our spouses, the way we talk to our bosses. Disrespect, for have mercy on us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are examples for others to see Christ in us. So help us, oh God, to be humble. Teach us to be compassionate. Teach us to walk in your love, oh God. Help us. We are weak, but you are strong. Strengthen us. Perfect all that concerns us, oh God. After these days of fasting, let there be a newness, a transformed mind, oh God. Not walking by the flesh, not walking by the flesh, but walking in the transformed mind of Christ, that we have the peace that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, that we walk in truth, we walk in integrity and honesty and character, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God. We bless your name, Jesus. I need you, Lord. Correct those errors in my life that needs to be corrected. I surrender to you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In thy name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.